WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency canceled yesterday's appearance at the Brazos County Commission meeting.
An RVP committee had promoted submitting more than 13,000 signatures supporting either buying out Blinn College or creating a Brazos County-based property tax-supported community college. County Judge Dwayne Peters said commissioners will consider the petitions if and when they are presented.
They've contacted this morning. I don't know what the issues are, but they were looking at them, and they said they would not be bringing the petition this morning.
Commissioner Nancy Berry, who's on the RVP board and is a former member of the Blinn Board of Trustees, wants the Town Initiative Steering Committee to drop the idea of competing against Blinn.
I really don't think they really have options. I think it'll eventually have to go to a vote of the voters, and I don't think anyone wants to put on the taxes that it would require to buy Blinn and operate it.
Responding to public comments questioning if the petition signatures were legally obtained, Judge Peters says that'll be addressed at the time they are presented. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk unveiled new composite drawings of a man suspected in an unsolved murder that took place in College Station in December 1981.
It would be a great pleasure to put handcuffs on the man that committed this crime.
New DNA technology was used to create a man around the age of 25 and a man at 70 years old. The victim, 40-year-old Virginia Freeman, was stabbed multiple times, struck and strangled at the side of a home she was showing as a realtor located on Greens Prairie Road. You can see the new suspect composite drawings online at WTAW.com, along with reward information from local and state agencies. A Colorado man was found dead inside a railroad car at the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Carlos. Grimes County Sheriff's Investigator Kendall Pittman told sister station Navasota News that the train was carrying coal from Wyoming and had made periodic stops along the way.
It's strongly suspected that this individual had boarded that train while in transit, while stopping in between Wyoming and Grimes County.
Pittman says foul play is not suspected in the death of 25-year-old Cameron Scott Day. An autopsy is being done to determine the cause of death. There could be changes to the Texas government savings account. State Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County, says he's been working behind the scenes with State Comptroller Glenn Hager regarding what's officially known as the Economic Stabilization Fund and more commonly known as the Rainy Day Fund. Schwertner has several ideas to direct the money, including unloading jails and emergency rooms.
I certainly want to see, for instance, our state infrastructure, state hospitals funded, and the concerns regarding caring for those that need inpatient mental health care.
Schwertner says the comptroller wants to shore up state employee and teacher pension funds. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get $8,000 total savings on Ford Escapes. That's right, $8,000 total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra cars and SUVs have been ordered, and we are discounting them thousands, like 2017 Expedition starting for less than $29,000. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,364. Or lease a new Ford Fusion for just $199 a month. Less than $200 for a new Ford Fusion. And new 2017 Ford Mustang start at just $19,995. That's a new Mustang for less than $20,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. The Infomaniacs are on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms across the area. Temperatures up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. With partial clearing overnight, those will be 65 to 70. For tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of showers and storms later in the day. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Partial sun on Friday. Shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon. Highs will be close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team couldn't hold off UT Arlington last night. We'll take a look at those details. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers fell in their games last night. And in a shocking story, former NFL star Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his cell this morning. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now there's a crisis in the No Fun League, the National Football League. Apparently, American Airlines is going to quit doing charter stuff for a whole bunch of teams.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
Because they trash the planes or what?
Oh, no. American Airlines says they are dropping six of its NFL team flights. Will continue, though, to provide charters for the Carolina Panthers. In a memo to employees, first reported by Forbes, the airline said it will end its agreements with the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Miami Dolphins, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, plus the Pittsburgh Steelers. They will keep flying America's team and the Philadelphia Eagles, in addition to the Panthers. A company spokesperson said the changes are needed to make sure the airline has enough aircraft available for its regular passenger operation.
Wow. Mm. And they must have just had the lowest bill.
Yeah. So let's see. Why don't you Google the cost of a 777, let's say. What is the cost of a 777 airplane?
$320.2 million.
Okay. $320 million. Okay, all the teams are worth $1 billion, right?
Okay.
All of them or more. So why don't they just go buy their own plane? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they could just...
Right. I'm surprised that they don't. Now, usually, along with the team, they each get, I think, and maybe this is just for big games, but I want to say they get so many tickets for, like, family.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, friends and family.
Right.
Yeah, that remember we had the story about New England did seven jets?
Yep, that's what
it
was. Yeah.
Lord knows you wouldn't want Tom Brady to get bumped for
somebody.
No, you
wouldn't. That's right. Drug down the aisle, that'd be a horrible, horrible thing. So we'll see. But Miami and Phoenix, which the Dolphins and Cardinals call home, are hubs of airlines. The deal is Charlotte is the second busiest hub within their network, American's network. Of course, Dallas-Fort Worth is number one. Then comes Charlotte. And then Philadelphia. So that's the reason they're willing to do that, because they've got enough equipment.
Gotcha.
But, and of course, and a team is not going to, they're not going to buy a jet just because they have seven or eight road games.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball teams do it because they have a lot of road games. But nonetheless.
True. Good point.
I hate to think that those poor guys are going to have to, I don't know. What do? They get together and get G5s, and so there'll be a fleet of G5s coming in on game day or the day before. I know. First world problems.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Chelsea. Are you going to go to the Big Green Monster and get this new coffee thing they're doing?
Oh, please tell me more.
Oh, you don't know about the unicorn frappuccino?
Oh.
I can't imagine they don't bomb you over
I've
that.
I've seen several different pink drinks.
Yeah.
Pop up on my Instagram and
there
whatnot. Did not know that there was something called the unicorn frappuccino.
Well, this is apparently that's the trend, the unicorn themed food online.
Okay.
It starts out purple with a sweet and fruity taste. It changes to pink and tart after it is stirred.
Oh. Flavor changing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. And it only has 1,300 calories.
Yeah. Now it's that, but you must hurry.
Does it even have coffee in it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
You must hurry. It is available only for 4 days starting today.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, I don't know what
you... So they only have 4 days to learn how to make this drink and screw it up.
That's the other thing is, yeah, are there... Do they have to have special baristas for this one because they...
Calling in the unicorn.
Yeah.
Calling in the unicorn.
Exactly.
It could be worse. They could be using that clear coffee that they're coming
out
with.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about that. Did you hear about that, Chelsea?
No. I just drink my 6 cups of black coffee every morning. I don't pay attention to this nonsense.
Well, see, here's the deal, and I guess it makes sense because... Coffee can stain your teeth if you drink a whole lot of it over time.
Yeah.
And so two brothers in England have started selling this clear coffee. Comes in a bottle. You're supposed to drink it cold. That's the first problem.
Okay.
they say it's made from high-quality coffee beans and pure water, and it took them 3 months to figure out the secret formula to make it clear
and it's
without
secret.
Any chemicals.
That's
secret.
Yeah.
So there's a water called Hint Water, H-I-N-T, and it's a just naturally flavored, flat and sparkling. They have both. But they also have a version that is called Hint with a Kick, and it's got caffeine in it, just about 60 milligrams, I think, if that sounds right. And it comes in a couple of different flavors. And so when I was reading the bottle and it says naturally derived from coffee beans and it's clear, but it's water. They're not promoting it as clear coffee, but there is literally nothing in it besides natural caffeine derived from coffee beans, water and natural flavoring.
Hmm.
That can't be cheap.
it's about $1.25 a bottle.
Have you done this?
Yeah, I've tried it.
What'd you think?
I mean, it tasted fine. It tasted like, just a flavored water. And I didn't necessarily feel this jolt of energy, but if you're looking for an alternative to maybe like a green tea or coffee, it could be an option.
Did you try it just because it had caffeine on it in it and it was new?
Hint has been around for a little while and I have just been on kind of this water kick, like, LaCroix and Topo Chico and stuff. So I was trying this Hint water and I saw that one of them had caffeine and I thought, oh, well, that might be nice in the afternoon, a little pick me up.
Yeah.
So I tried it and it was, if you like the flavor, great. I don't feel like caffeine really affects me that much since I drink so much of it.
I was going to say, but if you stopped it, you might notice that.
Right.
See, and I haven't even tried this Topo Chico yet.
Man.
And I know it's around, but I can't find it in plastic bottles anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Does it come in plastic? It comes in plastic bottles?
Yes.
It does, yeah.
It's just fun to say Topo Chico, really.
I had a guest here a couple weeks ago, and they had a plastic bottle. I just haven't seen them. And what do I need glass bottles at my house?
You can find them in plastic at one of the grocery stores, at least one.
And
they also come in lime and grapefruit.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that.
Okay, they come in regular.
Well, these guys say that they're heavy coffee drinkers in England, and like a lot of people, they struggle with teeth stains. Well, okay.
No.
Struggle. They struggle with teeth stains.
Yeah. Okay.
The struggle is real.
Problems. Yeah. Anyway.
They're from Britain, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're worried about
struggle with teeth problems in general.
Just period. Yeah. Anyhow, so if you want to try it, it's going to cost you some money, and you're going to have to be patient. You can get a 5-pack from their website for $19, or about $4 per 6-ounce bottle.
So does it taste like coffee? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know.
From what I've heard, some people say it tastes just like coffee, and then some people say it definitely is different. It's like light coffee. You can barely tell.
Yeah, it's going to taste like watery coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's $19 in shipping.
Oh, my gosh.
On top of everything
else.
Go
buy us some Hint.
And it'll take 3 or 4 weeks, okay? All right.
Or just go buy some Crest White strips.
Yeah. They should be included, a small extra charge.
Right.
Okay, the newest limited edition flavor of Oreos. Dunkin' Donuts Mocha.
Would
they just stop?
Really?
Really?
Right?
Okay. All right, so once again, and I can see that this you could probably eat the whole bag of.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things they've done, you probably couldn't.
Right.
It sounds good. It's just maybe a little much.
Cookies are made up of the two chocolate cookies with the cream that tastes like the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Uh-oh. She sounds like she's going to be in trouble. All right. By the way, it hits the stores this summer. So it's not out yet. Did you bring the Peeps?
Yes, I did.
All right, okay.
Those are mine.
All right,
I brought the Easter candy that I didn't want. Now, thanks, Mom.
Which is Peeps, yeah.
So she just a 4-pack, so she didn't overload you, which was good. So
right.
Those will be there, and you know the staff doesn't start getting here for another hour or so. So
I brought in some kind of chocolate coconut cream egg that was gone before 6 a.m.
Whoa! Oh, interesting.
So.
Now, but the other thing is that you brought was interesting marketing from the Brock's people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The, what were they called? Tiny bird eggs?
Yeah.
But they were jelly beans.
They were called jelly bird eggs.
Jelly bird eggs. Yeah.
All right.
And they're jelly beans.
They're just jelly beans.
That's all they are. They just came up with a box that said that on there.
Yeah. To make it Eastery.
All right. Okay. Let's get on to real food in our food segment.
Yeah.
All right. So now, if you know the company Herdez, H-E-R-D-E-Z. They do salsas in the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a new flavor now. It's a guacamole salsa.
Oh.
And as best I can tell, it's got tomatillos, onions, jalapeno peppers, and cilantro. Best I can tell, it's like the green sauce that I know they have at Neenfus.
So
they may have it at other places,
too. But guacamole is guacamole because of avocado, because of tomatillo.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's got it says it has the taste of real avocados. Mm. Now, I don't know that it says it has avocados in it.
It probably doesn't. I mean, it'd be hard to keep something like that. The way avocado's brown.
An avocado-like substance.
Yes, exactly. To put it on with your Velveeta-like cheese-like substance.
True. Good point.
With that, so don't know. All right. Anyhow, coming up in the next half hour, the disproportionately most populous jobs in each state. Okay, not the most popular jobs, just, hey, they've got a whole lot of those kind of people as far as that's concerned. By the way, today an asteroid is going by.
Okay.
If you feel the breeze, at least it's close as far as space is concerned.
Uh-huh.
It's a 2,000-foot-long asteroid, which will zip past Earth at a distance of 1.1 million miles. So I don't know if you'll feel the breeze or not.
It'll zip past Earth, we hope.
About 4.5 times the distance of the Earth to the moon, right. Although there's no possibility the asteroid could collide. Unless they're wrong
with
our planet, it'll be a very close approach for an asteroid that size.
They can't get the weather right.
I know. Yeah. Oh,
and that's happening here.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if they'll do a Fox News alert on that. Anyhow, it's the closest this asteroid has come to to Earth for at least 400 years. So be sure and run out and see that, because it's going to be the next time it'll be this close will be 500 years from now. So we're not going to care then. Its name is 2014 JO25, in case you needed to know.
Ooh, catchy.
In case you want to put up a banner that says welcome. And then there's this. Some finishers in Monday's Boston Marathon have taken issue with a congratulatory email sent by Adidas. Now, you know, when you run now, they put a little RFID, you know, so that they track you, you can get your own time and all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they clearly share your contact information with other people, probably so they can market to
you. Right, race sponsors.
Like Adidas and that sort of stuff. They were a sponsor of the event. Oh, the subject line on their email was, "Congratulations, you survived the Boston Marathon."
Oh, yeah, that's a little sensitive.
Yeah.
Did somebody not pass that by somebody else?
I don't know, because even just you saying it right now, I'm like, oh, yep, that's wrong.
Right, yeah.
Message clearly met with backlash given the history of the race. So,
and it wasn't like it happened 15 years ago.
No.
It's. I mean, they made movies about
years?
It.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 years ago, and there's that. So I guess there's some vice president who's not showing up for work today.
Yeah.
7:24.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Do have a continued chance of showers today. Best chance is probably after 1 o'clock this afternoon. So kind of like yesterday's going to plan out. We'll see what happens. 50% chance of showers this afternoon. 83 is the high. 67 will be the low temperature tonight. We'll back up at the same thing tomorrow. A little more sunshine and 84 for a high. And then 86 on Friday. Saturday looks nice. We'll have some sunshine out there and 74 and then 74 on Sunday as well. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 3 and it's 67 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You've probably never heard of the National Union of Healthcare Workers unless you're a member. Now, this so-called National Union has only 11,000 members, all of them in California, but they're making headlines as the first union to declare itself a sanctuary union. Now, as a sanctuary union, the NUHW says they can offer their illegal immigrant members protection from Trump's deportation dragnet. And from management retaliation, whatever that means. They have partnered with a San Francisco law firm to represent members and their relatives. They say their mission is also to educate members how to hinder federal agents from determining their immigration status. The union is also trying to convince the hospitals and clinics and nursing homes where their members work to help shelter illegal immigrants who are patients and caregivers. Now, by declaring themselves as a sanctuary union, the National Union of Healthcare Workers promises to provide a safe space to discuss the issue and make a difference. Well, goody. Deportations and arrests of illegal immigrants have already spiked dramatically since Trump took over. By making it known they are a sanctuary union, they can make a difference by making themselves a good place for ICE to look for the next round of deportees. Go ahead, guys. Make yourselves a target. We love it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The proposal of buying out Blinn College's Bryan campus or creating a new community college in Brazos County is again on hold.
That's after a committee of the Research Valley Partnership postponed yesterday's presentation of more than 13,000 petition signatures to county commissioners. Current commissioner and RVP board member Nancy Berry is also a former member of Blinn's Board of Trustees.
I kind of think of it as a fool's errand. Blinn has to approve the request to join the district if they're going to go in for a taxing district. And I don't think Blinn will do that. Blinn is addressing workforce issues through TEKS and its own course offerings. And so I'm hopeful that they'll be able to meet the needs of the community.
Bryan resident Karen Hall, who has spearheaded petition campaigns that led to city charter elections, questioned if the RVP legally obtained their signatures.
I do find it hard that 13,000 people voted for possibly up to $1 per $100 valuation. A $200,000 house would pick up a $2,000 tax tag. Y'all couldn't get away with that.
County Judge Joanne Peter said they'll consider legal questions if and when the RVP decides to present their petitions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Baylor University has a new president. Linda Livingstone is the first woman to hold the position as the nation's largest Baptist school faces several lawsuits stemming from a sexual assault scandal. Livingstone comes to Baylor from George Washington University in Washington, D.C., where she has been a dean and professor of management. Her academic career includes previous administrative and teaching roles at Baylor and Pepperdine University. The first murder investigation Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk was involved with remains unsolved, but there is new life after DNA technology has created a second set of composite drawings in the December 1981 stabbing and strangulation of College Station realtor Virginia Freeman.
We are really excited to be showing this. It's technology that we obviously never envisioned.
The sheriff says DNA used in the sample was taken from under Freeman's fingernail. Kirk, who photographed the crime scene where Freeman was found near a house for sale she had shown on Greens Prairie Road, hopes the new composites will jog someone's memory.
We're doing everything possible to solve this crime, that we have a very sincere desire to bring the person that committed this heinous crime to justice.
Online at WTAW.com, you can see the new composite drawings along with reward information from local and state agencies. Grimes County Sheriff's investigators are waiting for autopsy results of a Colorado man whose body was found inside a railroad car carrying coal at the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Carlos.
From what we know, this individual was a transient and was known to hitchhike along trains.
Investigator Kendall Pittman told sister station Navasota News they identified the victim through fingerprint records.
Investigators had determined that a BNSF train was in transit from Wyoming carrying coal down here to Grimes County. It had made periodic stops along the way.
Pittman says foul play is not suspected in the death of 25-year-old Cameron Scott Day. A shock at an elementary school in New Braunfels.
When an 8-year-old girl at County Line Elementary School opened her book bag for class, she found a handgun in the bag. The girl immediately notified the teacher, who called police. Police say it's likely no other students even saw the gun. A parent admitted the gun had been left in the bag during a recent move. The parent was ticketed for making a firearm accessible to a child, a Class C misdemeanor. Police say gun owners need to be more aware of where they stash their firearms. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Guns were debated. raided in multiple locations inside the state capitol yesterday. Gun rights activists pushed to allow CHL holding first responders to be allowed to carry on call.
Myself and the members of my crew ended up being held at gunpoint while my crew was tending to the needs of a patient.
Christopher McAllister is a fire captain who led his team into a shooting situation before police arrived. He testified on behalf of State Rep. Wayne Bohack's bill.
Simply seeks to give these brave public servants the right to protect themselves when they selflessly run towards dangerous situations in the line of duty to help those in need.
There would be a fee and a 40-hour course in de-escalation. Other bills would allow private companies that run public facilities like the zoo to decide if they want to allow guns. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Should money in the state government's Economic Stabilization Fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund, be available for investing?
Just leaving it there and kind of leaving it in a checking account that's getting, you know, 0% interest, so or very little. So I think there's ways to structure it to allow for money to make money, and I think it's a reasonable discussion to have.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner applauds the concept from State Comptroller Glenn Hager.
Glenn has another way of utilizing that money, and that's with shoring up some of the pensions regarding ERS and TRS, which is certainly an issue that does need to be addressed, and we're addressing part of that this session.
Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniac says interest income could go towards a variety of state programs and infrastructure. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 67 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Buying or selling a house should be an exciting time. It's a time of change. It's a time of new beginnings, a time that's supposed to make you feel good, right? So why is it so stressful? Well, don't worry. It doesn't have to be so stressful if you have the right team of people on your side. And the people I'm talking about, of course, are Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. They can make the experience of buying or selling a house a whole lot better for you because they ease your mind. They take some of that stress away by having an entire team of people who will help you get the best deal for your house or find the house that you're really looking for and make sure you're getting the best deal based on the numbers in the markets, because they're the experts when it comes to that sort of thing, whether it is the numbers in the market, whether it's staging your home to make it look great in photographs so that people want to buy it. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people you need to get in touch with. And it's really easy to do it. All you have to do is go online to ZARealestate.com and talk to Jen Zweiker and the team. They will put your mind at ease. ZARealestate.com is where you go.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Considerable cloudiness for today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms across the area. Temperatures up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. We'll have partial clearing overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. For tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of showers and storms later in the day. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Partial sun on Friday. Shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon. Highs will be close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball team's loss to UT Arlington last night. Meanwhile, the fourth-ranked A&M softball team hosts number 17 UL Lafayette tonight. And former NFL star Aaron Hernandez is dead after being found hanging in his cell this morning. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's go out to the district. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you? Whoop, hang on. Wait. There we go. Okay, there we go. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you? Are we on now?
Yeah, we're on now. Okay, I got that button pushed. So I don't know if you heard this or not. The Harvard-Harris poll has come out, and the most popular active politician in America is Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. Is that right?
Yep. He's viewed favorably by 57% of the registered voters, according to the Harvard-Harris survey. And so there you go. people like Bernie.
I wonder who they polled. They must have polled people in Boston, I guess.
Well, I found it interesting. And, of course, again, the story in The Hill this morning says this may buoy his chances to run in 2020 when he'll be 79 years old. I'll say this about Bernie. You always know where he stands on things, right?
Well, he's got good batteries, that's for sure. I'll tell you what.
Well,
he's the Energizer Bunny.
That's it. Now, you're in the midst of doing town hall meetings, and you did one last night. Now, before we talk reaction, you're going to have to answer this question every time it's brought up. And why are you not standing face to face in front of your constituents?
Well, actually, I think we are. We're doing it more of in a virtual manner, but we are. By having Facebook Live, people get to see the visual and participate that way. We take questions from Facebook Live, and then also we use telephone town halls. But the reason is really simple, and the reason is the numbers. And the numbers from last night prove this, that we are making the right decision with respect to the format we're using. We had 2,400 people plus participate on the telephone town hall last night, and we had over 7,000 viewers that were participating in the Facebook Live feed that we were doing. So collectively, we're talking about over 9,000 people that we got to reach with. There's no way I can plan a venue with that kind of reach to be able to provide a quality interchange with our constituents. We took over 20 questions, 23 questions, I believe. I don't remember the exact number. And several of them were quite hostile. So in terms of people not saying that the questions were pre-scripted and all that kind of junk, I think we disproved that pretty easily last night. And just by way of comparison, I did a public event at Baylor University yesterday, and we had an audience of 12 people.
Okay.
Now, part of that, I mean, to be frank, I mean, part of the issue was that the local paper up here, the Wakefield Tribune Herald, published the wrong date. They published the 20th.
So, oh, my.
Okay. So I looked at what Baylor published, and I looked at what they submitted to the Trib. It clearly said 2:30 on April the 18th, but somehow our local paper up here decided it was going to publish the 20th. So they're the ones that condemned me for having teletown halls instead of face-to-face town halls, and so I'm going to challenge them tonight and say, well, you certainly didn't help your cause when you published the wrong date in the paper. So that will be an interesting conversation to have. And also, just to let you know what we're doing, we invited the Trib, the Waco paper, to come watch what we do and see how the screeners take the calls that come in and how they're really not screened. We just try to make sure they're constituents and get an idea as to the question before they go into the queue. And then they come watch me answer them. They'll see that nobody's handing me the answer from off stage or anything like that. Because the indivisible handbook that the left has been trying to promulgate among the population is that these things are all shams, and I think people will get to see firsthand, just as you will when we have our calling town show on teletown hall on Thursday night.
Sure, and you can email us questions at WTAW.com, and we'll take phone calls as well. And the idea, I have to think that part of it is that people just want to be able to voice their frustration. And I think that that's something that we'll talk about in detail on Thursday night as well, is that no matter who people voted for, they're very frustrated that the Republicans are not doing what they said they would do when you said, give us the House, give us the Senate, give us the White House. Now you've got it all, and we want to see things change, and people are frustrated over that.
No, I don't blame them. I'm chapped too. I mean, I'm really upset with the inability to get things done. I've been quite frank about what's been happening, and it's caused me some grief among others. But I've really shot straight with everybody and what's happening. By the way, I mean, people can, if you listen to the town hall last night, people express their frustration. So just because you're doing it on telephone doesn't mean they have any less ability to express their frustrations than they do when it's face to face. And again, the numbers with over 9,000 people, I think it validates the decision we made to use a telephone town hall Facebook format.
Well, so on from that, there's not a whole lot that's going on since Congress is not in session, but there was an election last night in Georgia. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I was glad to see that I'm glad to see that the Republicans in aggregate got enough to keep John Ossoff from getting over 50%. That John Ossoff doesn't represent the Georgia 6th District, but because the Republicans were doing their typical stuff of fighting with each other, it allowed him to sort of squeak up to the top of the ticket. When the runoff happens in June, I feel fairly certain that our candidate, Karen Handel, will win the race, and it will stay in Republicans' hands. But it does show that we can't take anything for granted. When you look at the Kansas race last week as well as the Georgia race that happened yesterday, it shows that Republican voters have to stay engaged. They can't just say, okay, well, we won everything last November, we're all cool now. They've got to stay activated.
Finally, let's talk for a minute about North Korea. Is the Trump administration handling that properly as far as you're concerned?
As far as I'm concerned, they are. Look, I think we've had this policy of appeasement, or what some people call strategic patience, and I have no idea what the definition of strategic patience is.
Right.
But anyway, I call it a doctrine of appeasement. And look, it wasn't only the Obama administration was guilty of that. I mean, the Bush administration was guilty of that. The only way I think you get this punk's attention, that's the leader of North Korea, is to stand up to him. And then also to engage the Chinese and say, okay, you folks over in China, you've been enjoying sending stuff to our markets without tariffs. You've been enjoying your currency manipulation and all that other stuff. But that's going to end unless you start paying attention. You start getting your little brother in line over there. And I think the Chinese have gotten engaged. That's been helpful. We have gotten engaged by showing this guy that, you know, we're just not going to let him continue to pop off things like he's been doing.
Well, it does make for good theater, at least at this time. And it gives us something to talk about when Congress isn't in session. But
well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
that's very true.
We'll have an opportunity to cover that and lots of other things when we have the meeting with you. Let's remind people also there's one tonight. It involves people in the other part of the district. But I thought you had pretty good response last night. People were certainly wanting to interact with you.
Oh, yeah, I did too. We had a couple of technical issues that we were able to get lined out. I was using two computers. On one, I had the telephone town hall control module that I use was clicking the questions, but I had a jumpy mouse and a jumpy screen, so that was a little. Sometimes I'd click on the go live button for the caller, and it would the caller's name would jump out of the way, and so I was having to chase it around the screen. And then on the Facebook Live, my touch screen was not very very stable last night, so we got a mouse that will allow me to hold the questions as they're scrolling by. I can hold it, read it off, and then answer the question. So I think technologically we're going to be a little smoother tonight than we were last night.
All right, and we'll look forward to doing that on Thursday. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Well, thanks for your time this morning.
You bet. It's good to talk to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Maybe setting lofty goals feels too overwhelming. But what if the solution isn't as difficult as you think? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's a common dilemma. The success we hope for seems too big and too distant, so we give up and we don't even try. But what's behind this crippling sense of defeat? It's usually because we want to achieve our goal, all of it, right now. It's a mind game that can kill our dreams. We want results, but we don't want to do the hard work it takes to get there. And the truth is, success in any area of life comes by taking one small step at a time. And eventually, if you stick with the process long enough, results will come. I'm reminded of John Grisham, one of the best-selling authors in American history. For him, it all started in the late 1980s. His dream was to become a writer, but he had no time because of his responsibilities as an attorney and state legislator. His solution was to take one step at a time. He got up a little early each day and wrote one page. And that's it, just one page. But he stuck with it, and eventually, all those little steps added up, and he finished his first manuscript. Whatever your goal is, just take a step, then another one. If you hang in there, you'll make it. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A recent study asked 12,000 adults why they take expensive multivitamins and minerals. With the answer, here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
University studies show that multivitamin supplements are mostly synthetic and do little to improve your health. I believe the secret to great health is pure, natural nutrition, not chemistry-set supplements. Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days and experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, in some shocking and sad news this morning, according to a Milford, Massachusetts prison official, former NFL star Aaron Hernandez was pronounced dead earlier today at a Massachusetts hospital after hanging himself in his cell. Hernandez was acquitted last week in connection with a 2012 double murder case. He was serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder. In Texas A&M baseball, the team dropped a 3-2 decision to the UT Arlington Mavericks yesterday evening at Clay Gould Ballpark. Starter Turner Larkins yielded 3 runs, 1 earned on 6 hits while striking out 5 in 4 innings. The Aggies return to action Friday when they host Tennessee in a 2 p.m. contest on Olsen Field, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the 4th-ranked A&M softball team hosts number 17 UL Lafayette in the final midweek contest of the season tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 6:30, and you can catch that action on Willie 1550. Elsewhere in college baseball, it's 3 ejections and you're out for a game. The Sun Belt Conference yesterday suspended Texas State baseball coach Ty Harrington 1 game after his 3rd ejection this season. He missed yesterday's game against Texas, his alma mater. In Lubbock, Texas Tech's football season opener is staying on a Saturday, hours after the Big 12 Conference school announced yesterday that its opener was being moved back a day to accommodate television. Texas Tech said the game would remain on September 2nd as originally scheduled. Elsewhere in college football, Louisville made covering its spring game difficult for local TV station WLKY on Saturday after the Cardinals denied access to all local media. The folks at WLKY undeterred still found a way to provide highlights of the game by using stick figure drawings of the biggest plays to show on its late night broadcast. Pretty clever. Meanwhile, new Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck is already working to bring his new team together in Minneapolis. Fleck on Wednesday had the Golden Gophers football team participate in a massive Easter egg hunt with 1,000 eggs placed throughout Minnesota's football facility. But it was all a facade to actually announce that junior linebacker Blake Cashman had received a scholarship. In Major League Baseball.
And here's the pitch. A swing and a high drive to deep left field. Profar going back. He's at the wall. And that ball is gone. It's a 2-2 tie on a home run by Adam Rosales.
Andrew Triggs allowed 3 hits over 6 innings to outpitch Yu Darvish, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 4-2 last night. Meanwhile, in Houston.
0-1. And that's hit high in the air and deep to left field. If that stays fair, it's gone, and that is onto the train tracks. A 3-run home run for Albert Pujols, who has homered more against the Astros than anybody else. And the Angels now have a 5-2 lead.
Albert Pujols hit a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 5th inning to give the Los Angeles Angels a 5-2 victory over the Houston Astros last night and snap a 6-game skid. The game was tied at 2-2 with 1 out in the 5th when Pujols hit his 2nd homer of the season. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is now time for the deal of the day. Thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. This time, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu, only 15,000 miles, very, very clean pre-owned car for $18,411. Again, that's a 2016 Chevy Malibu, only 15 grand with miles, and it's only $18,411. Got to put the 11 on there if somebody will get in trouble. But that's with Team Ford of Navasota and their deal of the day. And don't forget, of course, the biggest selling truck of all time has been the Ford F-150. And if you buy one of those Fords, new or used, anything on the lot anyway, they can fix up for you at Texas Custom Outfitters because everything rolls back into the exact same financing. So you're only making just that one payment. Get all the details you need at teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Team Ford of Navasota.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Well, the hassle of getting to Houston to get that airplane out of town is a whole lot easier if you just let Ground Shuttle handle it for you. They pick up 10 times. They'll pick you up wherever you want. They go 10 times to Bush. They go 4 times a day to Hobby. They can pick you up at your office, at your home, at Eastwood Airport, whatever works for you. You commute in comfort in luxury shuttles, reclining seats, or power outlets. You can catch up on your email. You can read if you want to, but most importantly, just don't have to deal with the traffic because Ground Shuttle handles that for you. You can book by calling them at 855-303-4415 or go to groundshuttle.com and book your travel that way. But most importantly, you can sit back and relax and know that you'll get there. And as we've talked about before, getting to the airport is one thing. Finding a parking place is another. If you're going to be out there at remote parking, you got to wait in a shelter for the bus to come along, and it's just a whole lot easier to let Ground Shuttle handle all of that for you. So one phone call or go to groundshuttle.com and get your travel to either Hobby or Bush booked right then.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
About 2 minutes till, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I'm not sure, I just kind of went in to search and find out. It looks like Albert Pujols has hit 71 home runs against the Astros. 71.
It's as a Houston boy myself, that's that hurts. I Albert Pujols is like a nemesis.
Why don't you just walk him every time?
It's
crazy. It's always been that way.
He turned the lights out on old Lights Out Lidge back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
He was great, and then after a couple of Pujols dingers, no good anymore.
So millions of people cooked Easter hams last weekend. As far as we know, there was only one case where somebody got stabbed over it.
Uh-huh.
28-year-old woman named Carice Raven from Snowshoe Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And her boyfriend, Greg, were getting ready to cook the ham on Saturday when, well, they got into an argument over how to prepare it.
Ugh.
Apparently the argument got very heated.
Mm. Apparently.
Because Carice wound up hitting Greg in the head with a bowl, then stabbing him in the hand with an 11-inch knife. Okay. And then, just to make things even worse, she threw the ham at him.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
You want to cook it your way?
Yeah. So there you go.
What's the worst part? You know, the stabbing of the hand or the poor waste of ham there?
Right. And she's charged with felony assault. So just on top of everything else. So she's got that going on. But hey, That's all right. Next year, they won't even think about it.
I bet you like the way she used to cook
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is more to that story than just the ham.
Yeah.
Remember that every year we have to fight the flu, right? You know, you got to do this, got to do that, take a shot. Well, now they're finding ways to fight the flu that are different. New study suggests that mucus from the skin of certain frogs can be harnessed to obliterate flu viruses.
Oh, sweet, because okay. I don't want to get a shot.
No.
So let's rub some frog mucus all over me.
Frog goo.
I'm just saying, you heard it here first in case you didn't know before. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.